Sagt die Mishnah, noch wie ich hier bei Israel, als Hemzer, Jacher, Apes, auf Mutter, Vano. Israel, ich hier bei Israel, noch wie Alch, Hemzer, Jacher, Apes, auf Osser, Vano. This Mishnah is a continuation of the Sugya and Daf Ches, which has a very basic simple thing. The Chomet Sha'oval of a Pesach of a Yid is also, whether it's Rabban and the Reis is not important now, but the Chomet of a Yid that was the Oval of a Pesach that the person wasn't Bevarah properly is also Ifti Yom, we pass that it's the Rabban. Chomet of a Goy that hung around Pesach time, no matter everybody roll and what's on it, there's no Israel of Chomet of a Pesach. So Chomet of a Yid is also after Pesach, Chomet of a Goy is not. Mishnah over here says a huge Chiddush of a new interpretation, what's called Chometz of a Yid, Chometz of a Goy. Says the Mishnah that if a Yid borrowed money from a Goy and he gave his Chometz as a Mashkin to the Goy, that's called Goy Shechometz. The Goy belongs to a Yid, but it's Goy Shechometz. The Chometz which was given as a Mashkin to the Goy, the Goy doesn't belong to the Goy, it's only a Mashkin, it's only a Shibud for the Goy, that's enough to define it as Chometz of a Goy. As I say in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says reverse also the other way around, same Chiddush, that if a Goy gave Chometz to a Yid as a Mashkin for a loan, it's also called Yiddish Chometz, and you're over on it. It means the Mishnah over here is redefining what's called Yiddish Chometz, what's called Goy Chometz. Something which doesn't belong to the Goy, it could still be called Goy Chometz as long as it's a Mashkin in the hands of the Goy. And something which is doesn't belong to a Yid, but it's a Mashkin in the hands of a Yid, is called Yiddish Chometz, and you're over on Pesach. The sugya that we're going to learn now the next few weeks is not about Pesachim, it's not about Chometz. It's about what is the Peshat in this Mishnah Taka, why Taka is it called Yid, why Taka is it Goyz. And we begin a very, very long journey. We begin a very, very long journey. We begin a very, very long journey of until we get to the Maskan of the Gemara of why should something which is fundamentally not mine and it's only a Mashkin by me, why should it be called mine? Why should it be called the Goyz? Why should it be called the Yids? We'll see at the end of the sugya when we get back to Mishnah. We're going to leave the Mishnah for now and the Rashi on the Mishnah, because the Rashi on the Mishnah is quoting the Maskana of the Gemara. And we'll see what the Maskana is and how Rashi says it. Let's start the sugya itself. Itmar. V'alchoy v'bayam l'mafrei u'goyve v'rav v'amar v'kan l'haba u'goyve. This sugya is only appears one place in Shas. The Gemara says a Mabel de Kazach. A Balchayv went ahead and collected Nechasim. It means it was a loan for a year. After the year went by, the Balchayv, the Malva went to the Kuches and he collected Karka, we'll call it. So Abai says that the Karka is called his, the Mafia, from the time of the loan. Rava Omar, Mikan Olaba Ugoyver. Rava says, no, Chas V'Shalom. It's only yours from the time that you collected. Says the Gemara, Kolecha da'akish leiv v'zavon leiv v'kul yamal v'pligi dasim al v'tarv. Avada, if your leiv sells it, everybody agrees that the Malva can come grab it. Dasim al v'parik, Malva can come and redeem it. The Tanan, Mishnah Ne'erich, in Mesef v'yidin, or Poydas and Achasim ha'edu, he can really go redeem it. Rashi explains that he has to err on a dinner, it's a din de Rabbanon, that people shouldn't think that you could be Poydas, things of hektish without opinion. But really, there's no reason, there's no need to be Poydas, because the Shiva that I have allows me to take it from hektish. Keep Ligi, when do they argue? There's up in Malva, the Kodesh Malva. The Malva was Magdish or sold the land before he collected it. Avayim Mafei, who gave it, given the Mata Zimun of the Pari, Gloy Mosa Mafei to make Korb, which was a Havi. Vishapar Akish, Vishapar Zovin. Ravam, and Kana Labo Gave, why keep him deal with Havale Zuze, and Rizalik for the Zuze? Since if the Levi would have had cash, the Lakach would have had cash, he could have pushed him away. Shtakach Tahashta Kahani, it comes out of the Kenyan, only happens now. There are two parts of this Sugya. The second part of the sugya, which is the ikka part of the sugya, is the machlekes between Abai and Rava. Could the Malva sell the land before he collects it? Could the Malva sell the land before he collects it? Could the Malva sell the land before he collects it? Dvorim Neiroim. Could the Malva sell the land before he collects it? Why in the world would Malva be able to sell the land before he collects it? Says Abai, I'm afraid of Gaiva. Even the mother's in the Paris, since the year went by, you didn't pay, you claim most of my fair. I can pay. Shaking Zach. What is Rava Arios as Chas V'Shalom? The Kanal Havo Goyva. When you go collect it, the land is yours from the time of the collection and all. Now, This is the second part of the sugya. The second part of the sugya is the fundamental machlekes of Abaye v'Rava. When a malva collects the loan, is the land his from day one or not? Bipashtus, Abaye makes no sense at all. Abaye makes no sense at all. For two reasons. And we're going to talk about this the second half of the week. Barichus Gotel. Abaye makes no sense at all for two reasons. Aleph, Abaye makes no sense because, first of all, what's the motivation? Why in the world should the Malva own the land from the beginning? Although I lent you money, gave you a year to pay back. So first of all, what's the Bechal Asila why should get them? Why should the land be yours? I lent you $1,000, I gave you a year to pay it back. Before a year goes by, is that you have rights by me, you have schusim by me, you have a right to collect by me. What's that? Is Bechal, the whole thing of Abaye, Bechal doesn't make any sense. What's the motivation to go say that it should be mine from day one? You gave me a year to pay back, right? I'll give you an example. As I always say, I say this man didn't start yet. Okay? I'm not mean at all. Very nice. I tell him that I said he's gonna be fired. Correct. So, the first question is, what should be the Siva Bechlal? What should be the Siva Bechlal that you get? I'll give you an example. I'm already taking an example. I'm just in question. What happens if I lend the guy $1,000? Okay? And after a year goes by, I collect $1,000. He pays me $1,000. A year went by. Got $1,000. What do you do with the $1,000? He invested it, he bought it, he sold it, he married off his kids. Finally, a year goes by, stalker came in, he can pay it back. Sorry for the new guys, welcome to the new show. Yeah? One second, listen carefully. I have an interesting question. A year went by, the guy owes me $1,000. I collect $1,000 after a year. I come to the day of the loan, I walk into the guy, and I say, here, give me $1,000. Listen to me, it's 1 point. Yeah? I say, give me $1,000. Give me $1,000. So the guy pays me $1,000. Would anybody in the right mind say that $1,000 was yours from day one? I thought about a standard loan. Go to a guy, lend $1,000, say, yeah, you have to pay. Goes by a year, and I come to the loan and say, yeah, there's a payment they can pay. Okay, take bad, I owe you a loan, $1,000. But anybody in the right mind come along and say you own $1,000 from back then? Of course not. Why not, by the way? What do you mean? That's what you gave me the loan for. You gave me a year to pay it back. Okay, I can hold $1,000 for a year, and then I can pay it back. You don't agree with me or not? What did I say? Would it be a shiloh if I gave you a year? Why do you think a shiloh? I said, I'm lending you money today. You pay back Shkodesh El or not. You have to, next year's Benathan. I come to the guy, and I can look, $1,000. Looks at his calendar. He said before it's on his calendar, I owe $1,000. What do you call it? He pays $1,000. Anybody in the right mind come along and say it's yours from there now? What do you mean, what you lend the money for? You gave me a year to pay it back, correct? So what's up with the land is yours from the year before? If the item agrees with me that it's a no-brainer, that a year later on, the $1,000 is not going to be yours in Mafreya, so why is land different? Why should it be a Siva Shekhet the land? I don't owe you the money for the first year. That's all. The second question you have to ask on Abaye is, Bechal, forget about the motivation, forget about the Siva, forget about the Lombus, forget about the Mosepis. But the Iker question is, I don't understand, what Kenyan did he make on the land? How did the land become his a year before? He made a massive Kenyan? What do you mean the land is yours for the other? The guy sold it. You don't have it. The guy sold the land. The Malva sold land that belongs to the Leva. Yeah, Meister. 9 o'clock, he lent him $1,000 for a year. An hour later, he sold the land. And the land, Michir is Chal? Hachim Michal. Which Kenyan did he do? Did he get a Meister Kenyan? How did he get the land? He did a Meister Kenyan on the land that he can go sell it? How did the land become his? So my first question is, why should the land be his? My second question is, how did it become his? Oy, such a heartache. But the worst of the worst is Rava. If I were to ask you, and what's the Rava? What's up, Rava? So I'll tell you, Rava. That doesn't make any sense. when you'll see later in the week, second day of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll start to eat our hearts out on Abaya. So you'll say to yourself, Rabbi has to respond to Abaya and explain why Abaya is wrong. Abaya makes sense. There's a child in the world that just asked you why, I just asked you how. Oh, Rabbi says, that's a homaisa. No, Kivon. What's Rabbi about to explain himself? You have a rule in the Gemara, whatever one of them on the Yom explains himself means all the other one is poshut. Abaya doesn't have to explain, my favorite graver. Rabbi has to apologize. What's Rabbi say? Oh, God, homaisa. Since I can pay cash, so it's a raya, it's a sibul, see what Rabbi meant to say. Since I can pay cash, so then we don't say my favorite graver. Tracy speaks on a Baba Kama, we're going to talk about it later in the week. That if you can't pay cash, for example, there's certain types of situations where you can't pay cash. Rabbi Bista Abaya. You would ask me, why does Rabbi argue in Abaya? I'll tell you why Rabbi argues in Abaya. Abaya doesn't make any sense. Rabbi has to apologize and say a whole reason. He says a whole reason. Zark Rabbi, because I can pay cash, because it's not yours yet. That's the reason why Rabbi argues in Abaya. Abaya doesn't make any sense. Bechal. And by the way, it's an afkamina as a Rabbi, because there's going to be types of loans where you can't pay cash. For example, Tosfos says in Baba Kama, there's a short town. But the thing is, you collect me, before you can't pay cash. Says Tosfos over there, we're going to see him inside later in the week. Rabbi, please stop by him. Says that my favorite graver. Never near in the race. Those are the three horrors on the Etzem Achlikas of Abaya of Rabbi, which we're pushing off for later in the week. One is, what's Pshat Abaya of why? Second question is, how? And third of all, what does Rabbi argue on Abaya? Rabbi doesn't argue on Abaya the way we expected him to argue. But we're going to spend the next few days on the first half of the circuit. The Gemara says, They don't argue. They only argue when the Malva sells it. When the Levin sells it, there's no machlekes. Look, Rashi. Kuli amal lepligi. Afilu lerova da omer ad achshav hoye v'shus leva. Moidehu v'dei mechirosa mechirosa l'acherim mechira. Vein ekdesho hekdesh. Sherim mushkarni in the Malva. Yavagav teim shaloi. Ain't a brushusoy. Rahmana Omar Vishki Akdish is basically Kurdish my basic brushusoy. This Rashi is one of the famous Rashis in Shas. It appears really only in one place over here. And broke out a tumul Noyro of Oyum on this Rashi, which we're gonna talk about Barichos the coming days. What's it in Rashi? The Gemara says that Abai Rova only argue could the Malva sell land that he didn't collect yet. That's what he's about Rova. Mafreu grave or not. With all the Shrekheim. Says the Gemara, when the Leiden sells it, it's a no-brainer that the Malva can come and collect. That's a no-brainer. Zok Rashi, why not? Here we start. Zok Rashi, the Losnish. Zok Rashi, because when the Leiden says it, sells it, even Rava agrees that the sale is not a sale. What's not even Rava? Leiden Abaya, who says that the land is whose? Malva is, of course the Leiden can't sell. But even like Rabbi who says that the land belongs to the Leiva, Rabbi also agrees the Leiva can't sell it. Why not? He argues on Abaya, says Rashi, you're right, it's called Shaloi, but it's Einav Roshusoy. We know that there are two levels of ownership. There's one level of ownership called Shaloi, where you own the object. And there's one level of Roshusoy, where it's, I own it, but it's also under my domination. What's the classic example of the things? Stolen object, right? Somebody steals my bike. Says the Gemara, in many places, neither of the people could be magdish. The Goslin can't be magdish the bike. Why? Inshallah, it's not his. I, the Bible, can't be magdish the bike. Why? Because Ainab Rashus is out of my domination. Says Rashi over here that even my Rava, who holds that fundamentally it belongs to the Leva, not to the Malva, because he doesn't hold the Mafreya Greva, but the Leva can't sell it. Why not? Albeit it's true, it's Shaloi, but it's Ainab Rashus. It's not under his domination. Why is it not under his domination? Because it's Meshubit to somebody. It's Mumushkin. Mumushkin is a word for Shibud. It's Meshubit to somebody else. That's out of your domination. That's out of your Shlita. That's not 100% under your jurisdiction. So, albeit it's true, it's Shaloi, but it's Einav Roshusoy. Says Rashi, you can't sell it. Every Baal Leiva can't sell it. So, the Malva is allowed to go collect from the Lekeach. One second. This Rashi, you all saw this morning. And you all realize that it's Mapecha and everything you understood till this moment. If I were to ask you before we start, we'll start from scratch now. I'm going to say an introduction to this Rashi, and there's a world war over here how to read the Rashi with huge nafkaminas, as we're going to see. We'll start slowly. If I were to ask you, you all know, the thing is, that if I lend a guy $1,000, and he sells the land to somebody to look at, the thing is, I'm allowed to collect it. Why do I go to the lekeach? What's happening with the lekeach? What's his about davar? What's his machon with me? Shibud. You all know this is a shi'i thing called shibudim. This is a matter of what basal shibud is the raisa. You all know this matter also shibud. A lot of the raisa is the rabbanon. I asked you to see today the Rabbeinu Dovid on the Mar Mokum sheet. Rabbeinu Dovid gives a very nice introduction to the sugya. The sugya is talking about shibudim. What's that shibudim? A, there's a star, because if it's a milva alpeh, there's no shibudim. And B, it's karka, because metal tum and amish shibud. So Rabbeinu Dovid sets the tone for the sugya. We're talking about a guy who went ahead and collected from the lakuchos. What did he collect? He collected what? The karka. Now, how would he ask you, in fifth grade, before he started this gemara, why is a malva allowed to go to the lakuchos and collect land? He doesn't owe you money. Milva Mishtar. When it's a Milva Mishtar, there's a thing called Shibud. I'm allowed to go ahead and collect. Why am I allowed to go collect? What's the reason? If I were to ask you, what did you say to me? And this is the Ikar Mapecha, this Rashi, which turned the world upside down. If I were to ask you, why am I able to go collect from the Lakuchas? He doesn't know you money, but some Simchon with you. The answer is, what do you mean? I have Schusim in the Kark. What's that Schus called? Shibud. It's Chal in the Kark. I have a Schus of a Shibud to collect. And that Shibud, that Schus, goes along for the ride when it goes to the Lakech. It means I had a right in the karka to collect my loan from it. That's what's called shibud. Whether it's the rice or the bottom, it's not important for me now. And the guy sold the land. So when he sold the land, he sold it along with the schus that I have. It means the lekeach brought a land that I have schusim in. The lekeach brought a land that I have shibudim in, correct? So I'll ask you a baseline Yiddishkeit question. Why is a malva allowed to go to a lekeach when there's a milva mishtar and collect karka? Halloy! It's not, he doesn't owe you money, he doesn't owe you from Adam. The answer is, what do you mean? He bought a piece of land that I have a lien on it. I have schusim on it. What is the schus to collect it for the lotzui? I'll say very clearly, he bought a limited kinyan. He bought a kinyan which has limitations. He bought a limit which has built-in boundaries. He doesn't have it in Gansin. I have rights in the land to collect it. Where did I get the rights? Because I had the rights in the land when it was by the loiver. When the loiver sold it, the loiver sold it along with those limitations. That's niflamoid. Rashi says, not like that. This is the landmark Rashi that shook the world. Rashi says, you know why the malva is able to go to the lekeach and take it? I don't see the Rashi here. The ein mechirasa mechira lacherim. The sale was never chal. Here, Isa. The ein mechirasa mechira lacherim. The sale was never chal. So the reason why a malva is able to go and collect from a lekeach is because the sale of the mechira wasn't chal. Wasn't chal. So let's say, the land is still by the land, it's not by the lekeach. You don't have the right to sell it, Bechal. Why do you have the right to sell it? Because you don't have jurisdiction over the land. Why do you have jurisdiction over the land? Because it's Meshuvah. So it's Eina Meshusai. So you didn't have the right to make the Mechira. So the Mechira is not Bechal. Ein Mechira Soi Lachem Mechira. The sale is not Bechal. As I stated in Rashi over here. So there are three kashas on Rashi. And let's begin. Question number one of Rashi is, what forced Rashi to say this weird pshat that shook the world? What forced him to say this weird pshat? Why? Why did you learn the way we learned since fifth grade? The reason why, if I ask you, if I call you in, I ask you, why could a guy collect kaka from lekeach never lent him, never borrowed money from him? The answer is, you bought a land that had a lien on it. You bought a land that had a limitation on it. You bought a land that had a boundary in it. You bought a land that somebody else had schusim in it. Why did Rashi have to say, what forced Rashi to say this drastic pshat? Ein mechira se mechira. Shala number one. Shala number two is, what's wrong with the pshat that we learned in fifth grade till now? Why talk is it wrong? Hello, the Pashu pshat is not like this, Rashi. The Pashu pshat is, and by the way, that I'm being madrish, that the Pashu pshat is not like this, Rashi, it's a hadgasha that the Ktsai stressed, and the Nesiv is stressed, and Reb Shimon stressed. We have a whole yontiv out of this Rashi. This Rashi was a earthquake in the whole understanding of Shibudim. So question number one is, what forced in Pshat Rashi? Who told Rashi that's the Pshat? That's not the Pashu pshat. And the second question is, why is the Pashu pshat wrong? What happened to the Pshat that we learned all the years? Shibud means that I have a schus in the karka. Where did that Pshat go? And the third child that we're going to spend the next few days on is, what is this Pshat? Is Taka no sale? What does it mean there's no sale? Those are the three shilos. Shal number one is, what forced Rashi to say it? Shal number two is, what is wrong with the regular pshat of Shibud? And third of all, what did Rashi say? We'll go Keseder. First of all, in pshat. What forced Rashi to say this pshat is that, to Mefarshei Gemara, Halei, the Gemara says that the Machlekes is, Abaye v'Rava, could the Malva sell it? Shocking Zach, Abaye says the Malva could sell the land before he collects it. But the Gemara said, that when the Loiva sells it, dear Rav and Abaye, don't argue. You ever saw that? Did you hear the ring of the Gemara? Meduik in the Gemara, we'll teach you how to read a Gemara. Meduik in the Gemara, that when the Levi sells it, it was supposed to be a Machlekes Abaye Rav also. Meduik in the Gemara, that when the Levi sells it, and the Malva wants to go collect from the Lekuchais, there was supposed to be a Machlekes Abaye Rav, and the Gemara came to Bavor, no! Nishdoke Machlekes Abaye Rav, the Levi Pligi. Fregich Akasha, why in the world would I think that Abaye Rav argue when the Levi sells it? I understand. The Levi sold a piece of land? Yes. Is a Shibud on the land? Yes. The Malva collects from the Lekeach, because he has a Shibud, so it's a Abaye Rav. Pasotis with Abaye Rav. Why in the world would anybody make a mistake? Why in the world would anybody make a choice and think that the Din, that the Loiva sells it, that the Malva collects from the Lekuchus when the Loiva sells it? Why would anybody make such a mistake at that choice and think that maybe it's totally Machlekes Abaye Rav? What happens? Pasotis with Abaye Rav. If the Pashim Shat, why? I'm able to collect from the Lekuchus when the Loiva sells it, because I have a Shibud on the land. The Shibud came along for the ride. The Shibud went along into the Rishos of the Lekuchus. So not really Abaye Rav. So shaykh mechal da Abaye Rav. Abaye Rav. So shaykh mechal da Abaye Rav. So shaykh mechal da Abaye Rav. The Loiva sells the land. It's his land. And there's a Shibud. And I'm able to collect from the Lekuchus because I have a Shibud. Why would I make a mistake and think that Abaye Rav argued that the Gemara had to go Bavorn and say no, no, no? When the Loiva sells it, then you're able to collect because Kuli Amla Pligi, of course. And the Levi sells it, it's a sale, and I have a Shibud. Why in the world would I think it's a Shachas the Abaye Rav? From here, Rashi Boydois, that the Gemara had a Havamina, that the same way Abaye Rav argue when the Malva sells it, they argue when the Levi sells it. Stay in the Gemara, what I give to Levi, whether what? The same way they argue whether the Malva could sell it, never reverse Machlekes. Could the Leiva sell it? So who cares whether the Leiva could sell it or not? He could sell it. He can't sell the Abishibut. Shtein the Gemara that the reason why I'm able to collect from the Kuchus when the Leiva sells it is not because I have a Shibut. Because if the reason why I'm able to collect from the Leiva when from the Kuchus when the Leiva sells it is because I have a Shibut, there's no Shach Mechal to Machal, it's a Baya Barava. The answer is, Rashi Boyda is that the reason why I'm able to collect from the Kuchas when the Levi sells it because the sale wasn't the sale. The sale wasn't the sale. The sale wasn't Chal. That's why I'm able to collect from the Kuchas. Oh, that's why you collect from the Kuchas because the sale's not a sale? Yeah. But why is the sale not a sale? Why is the sale not a sale? It's the Levi's. Ah, that's totally Rabbi Rabba. The Rabbi, it's not the Levi's. Like Rabbi, it is the Levi's. So the Gemara clearly held, if those of you ask me, where did Rashi know this earthquake? From where did Rashi boyois this revolution that the reason why when a Loiva sells a piece of land, the Malva collects from the Lekuchas is because the sale wasn't Chal. How did, who told him that? Because the Gemara wanted that din should be told in the Machlekes Abaye Rav. Why should we tell the Machlekes Abaye Rav? If the reason why I collect from the Lekuchas is because the sale is a sale, But I have rights of words. The answer is, it's before in the Gemara, the way Rashi learned, that the reason why I collect from the Lekuchas is why, because the sales nishkein sale. And that's the only reason why I collect from the Lekuchas, I say. Because if the sale will be a sale, I can't collect from the Lekuchas. Oh, the sale's not a sale. That's why you collect from the Lekuchas? Why is the sale not a sale? Let it buy, it makes sense, because it's the Malva, it's not the Levi's, but the Kuchas Rav is the Levi. Why is the sale not a sale? Zok Rashi, like the Rav, also it's not a sale. Why is it not a sale? I, it's Shaloi. You don't hold my fair who gave it. Zok Rashi, I'm worried to Kamaisa. It is Shaloi. I don't hold like a buy. I hold it's mine. But it's not for sure, so it's not my domination anymore. It's not my domination anymore. Yivalt, it's not my domination anymore. Therefore, albeit it's still mine, because I don't hold my Freya who gave it. It doesn't belong to the mouth. It belongs to the labor, but it's not Prashusai. Why is it not Prashusai? Because somebody else who has a finger in it already. Moira Rabbeisa, listen to the Mapech of this Rashi. Rashi said that the reason why Shibud allows a person to collect from the Lekeach is not because I have a Shibud. The reason why Shibud allows me to collect from Lekeach is because Shibud causes that the labor didn't have a right to sell to the Lekeach. That's the price of this Rashi. That's my page of this Rashi. In this Rashi state, that the ability of a Malva to collect from the Lekeach is not because I have a Shibud in the Rishos. What the Shibud accomplishes is that it accomplishes the Leiva never had a right to sell it to begin with. Galt was a shibud, so it wasn't in his rishos. Therefore, my sale's not a sale. What forced Rashi to say such a weird pshat? Because the Gemara had a havamina that the din of the malva collecting is totally abay rova. Was it abay rova? Have a shibud? Everyone agrees this thing called shibudim. They don't abay rova. Don't argue whether shibudim is such a thing called a shibud. So why in the world would I even think that abay rova ding about whether the loiv is sales a sale or not? Everybody agrees I can collect it. What do you mean? Everybody's like pleading the Asi Malva the Torah. Everybody agrees that the Malva could help. Everybody, even who? What's the even, by the way? Even Rava? Why should Rava disagree? Have a Shibut. Why should the Gemara have a happy that Rava disagrees that the Malva can't help? Have a Shibut. The answer is there's no such thing as Shibut. Shibut doesn't allow you to collect. What Shibut does is that it can't sell it. Why can't you sell it? It's yours. So Krashi, because Andrew Shuls, I'm looking at the Lashon of Rashi now. So Krashi, I feel the Rava. Even Rava, who said that it's still the loivas, you're able to collect from the lekeach, because Mechira say Mechira. What forced Rashi to say that? What forced Rashi to say that? Because it was Mashma in the Gemara, that let Rabbi, it makes sense, let Rava not. Why not? It's Shibud. The Teretz is Shteta that Shibudim don't give you a right to collect. And therefore the only mechanism and the only dynamics which will allow the Malva to collect from the lekeach is only off a Zoivait, that the sale was never Chal. Fekti Gemara. Let Rabbi, the sale's not chal, because it's the Malva's. Well, Rava, it's the Leivas, so why is sale not chal? He says the Gemara, no, but he's also made that it's not chal, because I got that it's shaloi, but it's universal. In fact, everybody, what's taka wrong with the pshat? Listen to the beauty. How do you agreeing there's a shibud? How do I know you're agreeing there's a shibud? Because that's why I can't sell it. Is that for zayvah that there's a shibud? Why can't the shibud alone allow me to collect? Why do I have to come on to the fact that the shibud too zayvah that I can't sell it? Here's that weird Rashi. A shibud there is. Now, what is the Shiva to wife? The Shiva doesn't allow me to collect from the Lekech. That not. I can't knock on the Lekech and say, it doesn't have a Shiva in your property. What could the Shiva do? The Shiva could to wife that I can't sell it. Why don't you just go with the Pshat? I have a right in the Nechazel. Let me collect the Nechazel. Zokrab Shimon in his famous Kuntras of Shibudim and everybody else. Stating this Rashi. Notice, I just finished explaining how Rashi knew this is the Pshat. But now I'm asking Alam the Shakasha. If you're anyway masking that there's a thing called the Shibud and it makes it out of my Rishos, so just tell me that the Shibud travels. Would I have to come on that the Shibud Tuzayf that I can't sell it? Tell me, it's very simple. I have a Shibud in the property. You sold the property, I have a Shibud in the property. Zokrab Shimon and Zok Develt, no. You can't knock on the Lekev's door. Why not? I have a Shibud in your property. Here's revolution number two. The Lekev owes you money? No. You cannot exercise a shibud from somebody who doesn't have a shibud agrof. You cannot exercise a shibud from somebody who doesn't owe you money. And this is the real, real mapech in our understanding of shibudim. Up till now, we understood. What gives me the right to go knock on the door of the lekech and say, hey, give me your land? The guy says, I don't know you. The answer is, what do you mean? I just listen to land. Toshtei in this Rashi, that it's wrong. Ain't the fakazah. There's no such thing. You can't knock at somebody's door and say, I'm supposed to your property, I don't owe you money. What do you mean by your property is meshubed? The property is only meshubed for somebody who owes money. So Rashi was bothered. So what does the Shibud do? What does the Shibud do? What does the Shibud accomplish? It says Rashi, all the Shibud accomplishes is it doesn't give you the right to sell it. Am I saying no? You have to digest such a thing. I'm digesting this piece of Gemara for 40 years. Every time I look at a stomach ache, am I saying no? What a Shibud does is it doesn't give you the right to collect from the Lekeach. He doesn't owe you money. He doesn't have a Shibud Agvof. He doesn't have a Chayv to you. What the Shibud does is it takes it out of the Rishus of the Leiva that he can't sell it anymore. And therefore, once the sale's Nachal, so the sale's Nachal. 1 second. So number one is, we explained where the Rashi takes such a weird shot from, and not like the baseline shot there, it's because the Gemara wanted to be Torah by Avraham. The Gemara says, the Moida. Everybody's Moida. Klamalek Pligi. Rashi is a filu. What was a filu? Rashi is taking that filu from the Gemara, because the Gemara had happened that they argued. So Rashi, vice versa from this Gemara, not the way I understood Shibudim until now. Shibudim is nothing to do with giving the right to take it. Shibudim is a function of whether or not you can sell it or not. And that's why the Gemara understood. Amori de Gazak, we have a reverse machlekes, a bay of Rava. What machlekes is could the Malva sell it? What's all the machlekes? Could the Leiva sell it? Says the Gemara, no, the Leiva l'chuliyama can't sell it. Because Kashi, who cares if the Leiva can sell it? I have a Shibud there, it's a Shibud doesn't give it to you. Kashi number two is, and why not? Shteito, you can't knock on somebody's door, it doesn't hold the money. All the Shibud could accomplish is that the Levi didn't have the right to sell it. Now you're nervous. That's the famous Rashi here. Now we begin the Ikka problem. So what is this pshat? The sale's not a sale. Comes along with the Ksai, since Simukufi Yud Zayin, Sukkot and Beis. comes along the Ketzayis, Simon Kuf Yud Zayin of Cotton Bays. It's printed over here on the sheets. You'll start to see it tonight and tomorrow morning. Comes along the Ketzayis, Simon Kuf Yud Zayin of Cotton Bays. It says an extreme pshat in Rashi. Why it's extreme, you'll see in a minute. The Halev of Ketzayis, Simon Kuf Yud Zayin of Cotton Bays understood the Rashi literally that a loiva doesn't have the right to sell the land because the malva has a shibud on it. Doesn't have to sell the land. So when it goes to the garka, time sale. Fekta Ketzayis, the famous kasha that shook the world. Fekta Ketzayis, of Hashtaynisht. I'll tell you a scenario. What happens in the following case? What happens if Reuven lends Shimon $1,000? Shimon has a piece of land, some shubit, he sells the land. Okay? He sells the land. Comes at the end of the year, end of this kasha. Fekta Ketzayis, comes at the end of the year, Shchedesh Ahu, he knocks on the Levi's door and he says, you owe me $1,000. The guy says, sure. Here's $1,000. What's the din of the land, by the way? Who's the land stay by? What happens to the land? Hey, Maisa? Okay, borrowed $1,000. I borrowed $1,000 from somebody. I sold my land. Shiva. At the end of the year, I pay back $1,000. What happened to the land? It stays by the Lekeachana, as I would say. What's it then? What's it then? The land paid $1,000 at the end of the year. So what happened to the land that he sold? Avada, Avada, you all know, it's not a chiddush, the land stays by the Lekeach, correct? If the land pays off the loan, the Lekeach has to give the land back. Avada, not. In fact, it says, why not? There was no sale. What does the Elam say to such a kasha? In fact, it says, if I'm taking this Rashi literally, that the reason why I collect every time from the Lekeach is not because of Shiva. Shiva doesn't give you rights to collect. We see in this Gemara that the ability of the Malva to be Torah is midli toli v'koy, and the fact that the Levi didn't have right to sell it. And why did the Levi have right to sell it? Shiva doesn't give you rights to collect from the Lekufas. Shiva tuzoy that the Levi can't sell it. So the sale is not a sale. In fact, the Lekuf, the sale is not a sale. So what happens if at the end of the year, boom, the Malva doesn't collect it? He takes $1,000 from the labor. The labor willingly pays him. The labor doesn't want to get into trouble with the Lekeach. Listen, that he pays $1,000. Shalom Yisrael. It's Misalik and Bezuzi. What's it then? The land stays by the Lekeach. Leil and Void, correct? I don't understand how. The sale wasn't the sale. Because at the time that the labor sold it, there was a shibud on it. And a shibud makes something gain of Rishus, so it's not of your reach, right? So the sale wasn't chal. So it's Akasha on Rashi. You hear my son? Akasha on Rashi. Akasha Rashi. What does that say? What's it in? Why? The sale wasn't the sale.
I don't care.
The sale wasn't. I'm saying the sale wasn't seen. Now the right to sell it.
But they both want it right now.
I don't care. I couldn't care less. I told you, he didn't have the right to sell. It wasn't followed. That's the question. He didn't have. I didn't have the right to sell it. He didn't have the right to sell it. The sale's a sale. It's not a sale. So the board game's over. Finished. So why is the land saved by the article? So why do I pay him $1,000? Yeah, I said no. Okay, now. I don't know what that means. Then I had a shibud, by the way. That's for sure. I had a shibud. At that point, I had a shibud. It's out of my control. So the Ketzayis took. Why did it change? Now the shibud went up. Too late. It was my family. I don't know the family. It's my family. It was a mistake. There was a shibud, by the way. Now I decided to get rid of the shibud by paying off. Why is it my family? But the Mechir wasn't the Mechir because at the time that he sold it, it wasn't under his jurisdiction. I don't know what mafer means. There was no shibud mafer. There was no shibud mafer when I pay off now. That's a new shibud. What are you thinking about? The shibud had a shibud. Why? I'm not saying you. I can hear that there's a. I can hear that there's a what do you call it from now on. But there's no shibud for you. Well, I don't see you. One second. 1 minute. So the Ketzayis says. 1 second. So the Ketzayis says the Ketzayis takes this kasha so seriously. Because the Halakha Ketzayis understood that the sale is not a sale before. Not a sale. See this? So what? You paid up? He says, Anachanami. He says that You're right. The sale's not a sale as long as it's a shiva. So why does it say by the lekeach? Because it goes like this. Whole shtickle Torah. Halloy, at the time that after a year goes by, the labor pays $1,000. At the time that the labor goes by, the shiva goes off, right? So now the shiva went off. At the end of the year, the shiva went off. It says the ketzais in Achanami. During the interim period of the entire year, you couldn't sell the land. You had a shiva. It wasn't yours. It wasn't Rosh Hashanah. But now, at Rosh Chodesh El the next year, the shiva went off. Back then, the guy sold the land of after the shiva went off. Back then, the guy sold the land of after the shiva went off. Back then, he sold the land of after the shiva. They all asked me, Zadav Shalom Aleilom. Because at the time that you made the sale, you didn't have jurisdiction over it. And the thing is that Zachar Zadav Shalom Aleilom, tomorrow became mine, but it wasn't mine yet. So the ksais is like this. Enochanami. During the entire interim period of the year when there's a shibud, shibud, you can't sell it. Sale's not hot. But if afterwards, at the end of the year, you paid, so now the shibud went off. So back then, what you sold is not during the year. You sold the land of after I took off the shibud. That's mine. I'll ask me, but at the time that you made the sale, it wasn't yours. So the ksais is a big side. That about that any time I want, I could pay $1,000. There's a klal in Hilchos Dovah Shalom Aleilom, but something which is beyada, he says the ktsais, is called Dovah Shalom Aleilom, it's in my hands. Dovah Shalom Aleilom, as the pshat is that it's out of my control. So I don't have the ability to make a chalos on something which is out of my control. But if it's beyada at any time to pay $1,000, so a zach which is beyada, liftoi, so a zach which is beyada is called Dovah Shalom Aleilom. And therefore, the reason why the sale is chal is because back then, the sale of back then is takana chal. And therefore, if the Malva comes and collects it, the land from the Lekech, he has no problem collecting from the Lekech. Why? The sale is not a sale. But if the labor decides to pay cash, then it's pocket of the Shibud. And for after the Shibud, the sale that he made back then is Chal for after the Shibud. Slowly. For the, he made after the Shibud, Chal. Slowly. It's Dovah Shalom Aleilom. Although he didn't do it in Ma'aseh Mechira now. He did Ma'aseh Mechira back then, and back then it was a Shibud. He says the Ketzais, that the other lifters, at any given moment, to have the ability to go ahead and redeem it. So therefore it's called Biyodai. About this biyodai doesn't have the problem with Dovah Shalom Aleilom. Here is that contraction that the Ktzei says. So the Ktzei understood that Rashi A means there's no sale, and that's the only reason why the Malva can collect from the Lekeach. Fact there, so then why, if there was no sale, when the Leiver pays money, does the sale go through? There was no sale. So Akhtir Nachanami, the sale doesn't go through. It's a new sale that's Chal after you pay that you sold back then. Although you didn't do a new Maisa Bechira now, the Lekeach didn't come making a Maisa Kinyan. The Kinyan was back then. Back then it wasn't yours. It's chal back then for today that I'm akne. Very good. That's the package of the ktzais, lefi shitas Rashi. Believe it or not, that's the only way the ktzais was able to get out of Rashi. Okay? Fine. It's a very interesting question. Lefi zeh, who should eat the peiros of the interim year? The lever or the lekech? Who should eat the peiros of the first year until the lever paid cash? What? Who should eat the peiros of the first year until the sale kicks in? The lever. Because there was no sale, right? I was makin that which I own. I own the day after the pigeon. I own the day afterwards. But during the entire year, it wasn't mine to make a sale. That's why it's called Dovah Shalom Aleilom. Why the hell did they say it's Dovah Shalom Aleilom? Why the hell did they say it's Dovah Shalom Aleilom? One second. It says it because you don't own it for the year. The sale's not chal. The sale's chal. Every Dovah Shabbat Leilom, the sale's chal after the year goes by. After the year goes by, and it's not called Dovah Shabbat because it's beyond the lift. There's a whole concoction over here. One second. So there's Mefarsh Rashi and Bamitzia. Look at the Maromokum sheet that I gave today. Ovid Inish, the Zovin Aral Yemet, place 2 on the second page. Side B. This is a Rashi in Yitalim and Alpha Bamitzia. Ovid Inish Dezovin Aral Diyemi, let me explain what it means. From over there is explaining, why do people buy land if there's a chance the Malva is going to come take it? Why do people buy land? What was the purpose? The Malva is going to come take it away. So Mar says, people are prepared to buy land for a day, for a week, for a month. Look, Rashi, let's look at Rashi inside. Ovid Inish Dezovin Aral Diyemi, Lesofik Yom Echot. Shemalai Yitrufu Mimen, maybe the Malva won't win. The image of food, and even if the Malva will take it away, Shemel is man maruba, I'll be able to eat a lot of peiros. So Rashi over here says the psychology of why people buy land that's meshubit. A, maybe the Malva never will come. Even the Malva won't come, I'll have a Ryan Pairs of a year or two. If I get a cash, I'll defeat a Helicic twice. Why get Pairs of a year or two? You have to give back the Pairs. Because if the guy's going to grab it, it was never your land. If he pays cash, so it's not your land anyway for the first year. If he grabs it, it was never yours. And if he doesn't grab it, so then it's yours from the time and on. It's a double shuffle element from that time and on, it's on. But during the interim period, why do you eat Pairs? There's a kushya atzuma on the way to court. Halei to damashal abal elam. When is the chaleis chal? This new fancy sale, when I decided to pay cash, when is a chal? It's chal the day after the guy paid cash. It's damashal abal elam. It's not yours. So then who should get the payers of the year? In fact, the whole belt yelling and screaming at the helig k'tzais, according to the k'tzais' understanding of Rashi, which means a sale was never a sale. And that caused the kasha of the k'tzais, what happens when he pays money at the end of the day, who cares? And that caused the k'tzais to answer that anochanami, the sale is not a sale, you're only selling it after the money that was paid, because then only comes into your rishos, and it's not a double shul b'olev, because it's b'yadai. But about the payers should go to the leiv, because there was no sale for the whole year. There was only chal later on. Rashi says before it's over there. So the emphasis is that I'm faking the olam a little bit, because the k'tzais addresses this question. Where does the k'tzais address the question? The k'tzais, turn to side B. Look on the bottom right side. Oh, you don't even have to do that. Look where it says on the left column, number 8. From the far shul of Hashasum to Levi Dovah Shalva Adam, even to be Yoda Lifos, on the top of the second left column in the Ktsais over here on page B. Ulahachi Kishapoida Haleva, when the Levi pays cash, Chal Hahekdish Vamechira, and not Freya. So Ktsais answers the question I asked. What does he answer? That when I do this whole scam, the Mechira of the day after the pigeon is Chal when? Mafreya. Oh, and here the world went crazy. Mafreya. According to a mayor who holds Adam Mak in a Dovah Shalvah Elam, when's the Chaleis Chal? Before or when it comes into this? Every time you're Mak in a Dovah Shalvah Elam, when is the Chal? It's Chal now or it's Chal when it comes into the world? It's Chal when it comes into the world, right? So if the Ktsais of line before understood that what's happening over here is like this, the sale is not a sale of Chal, and that's why the Malva is able to come and collect. So why does the land stay by the Lakat when he pays cash? Because there's a new sale that's Chal from then on. Figure Hakasha, and what about payers? Rashi says before, the payers go to the Lakat. There was never a sale there. So the Ksais Bavar advice is one word, Lamafreya. And the felt went Meshuggah, Lamafreya? What Lamafreya? How could it be Lamafreya? Hale, it wasn't yours today. It only became yours when you paid the $1,000 which lifted the Shiva. Then it became yours. And the Ksais himself asks, I said, you don't own it now. The Teretz is, but it's Biyadai, so it's called Bailam. But I have a very simple question. But every time I'm not going to double shalom, it's biyadai. Yeah, I'm going to sell you something that I don't own yet, but I could buy it. I'll ask you, when is the chal? Now or when you get it? About when you get it. What gives you the right to make the chalais kinyan now? For then, it's because it's biyadai. But about the chefs is not yours, how could it be chal now? So the felt doesn't understand what the ktsais meant. He said the one word, the mafreya. How could it be the mafreya on something which is a shalom alaylam? But the ktsais performed the kasha, but we're going to call it a kasha on the ktsais. If the Ktsais is correct, because the Velt doesn't say what he meant by the Mafreya, how's it going, Mafreya? What do you mean, Mafreya? Why is it Chal today? It's not yours. The object that's going to be yours is the object of the second after you paid cash. If you'll pay cash and you'll lift the Shibud, so then it will become yours. You'll take care of the problem of Enev Roshus, but the problem is that you don't have that now. I'll take it, the other. But if you ask me, but when is the Chalais Chal about? It's tomorrow. It's in the Paris. About should go to the Leiva, not to the Lekech. But don't repel it, and the Ktsais performed it. That's one kasha on the Ktsais Mahalach and Rashi. One end off today to give you some food for thought. If this, so what do we say in Rashi today? We say in Rashi, A, Rashi says a revolution and why you're allowed to collect. We said, why did Rashi say this? Because Rashi, because it's Mefurash Gemara that understood that the ability of a Malva to collect from a Lakat is totally Navai Rava. We asked, and what is wrong with the Pshat that we learned until now? We said, Then we started to say, Vazlak Rashi. So Ktsais, the Ktsais is a kasha on Rashi, the Ktsais is a teretz. We have a kasha on the Ktsais and Peiris, we have a teretz that the Ktsais answered. But let's take a step back now. What do we have over here? We have over here a shocking Rashi who says that the ability of a malva to collect from a loiva, from a lakeach, is not because of what we still told now, because of shibur. It's because the sale is not a sale. Ask the kach, the gemara holds. It's told machlekes by a rov, a reverse case. Could the loiva sell it? The malva could sell it, could the loiva sell it? The gemara says, no, the loiva can't sell it, but huli alma, feel the rov. Shtein this gemara, the feed the Rashi's havana, the way the ktsesh told back to Rashi, the ktsesh the mar the shmeitzah here, that the only reason why you can go collect from a lakeach is only because the sale was never chal. Had to get the cash to take care of themselves in such hot water. What's Rashi aim with you also, Mechira? So I have a fascinating question. I'm going to build. Watch. Then you see this. I'm Simeon Lama Zayin, so Kohen Yud Zayin. Takes this Rashi very seriously. Zok then you see this. I'm worried to get that. Watch. Rashi over here says that the only reason why you can go collect from the Lekeach is why. Watch this and see this. The only reason why you're allowed to go collect from the Lekeach is not because you have a Shiba. Shiba doesn't allow you to knock on a stranger's door. Because the sale wasn't chal. And why wasn't the sale chal? It's my land, Lei Rovo. It's my limit, it's any Bashu, so it's not under my domination. Wow, listen to Akasha. What happens if a guy had a bike? See, this is case. I'll print out the Nasidus for you tomorrow morning. You'll learn it inside. What happens if a guy had a bike? I'm gonna speak about three cases, two of them today. A guy had a bike. Normally bikes are not meshubit because it's metalpun. But I was meshubit the bike. It could be meshubit mefurash. The bike's meshubit. Listen to the story. The bike was meshubit. If I sold the bike, the mal was allowed to go to the lekech and bought the bike and take the bike. Why? Because the sale is not a sale. The meshubit. Shocking. What about the following case? Isn't that case? You see, this is case, not my case. The Sivis means the case. This is the story. The Malva, the Loiva had a bike, which was Meshubit. He lost the bike. Ela Matias. He lost the bike. Yeah. And he was Miyayish. Isn't that that case? What happens if you're Miyayish on an Aveda? What's the din? The guy does Yish on an Aveda. What's the din? It's the bike is his. Right? So now the bike is by the finder. He was Miyayish. Kedas v'kedin. My rabbi said, could the malva go collect from the guy who found that bike after years? Could the malva go collect from the guy who found my bike and was carrying the bike with years? Well, let's see. If the fifth gate shot would be correct, then I have a shiba, I can go collect to the guy. I have a shiba, it's my bike. Do it. But if the only reason why I can collect from the buyer is because why? Because the sale wasn't the sale. That's what I'm selling it! You can't sell something which is Einar Bershusai. Rabbi said, does Yish work on something that's Einar Bershusai? Rabbi said, does Yish work on something that's Einar Bershusai? It's not just it works, it only works. You can't be Meyayish on, I can't be Meyayish on my jacket. Yish only works when it's Einar Bershusai. Every Aveda is Einar Bershusai, and that's why Yish works, it's not Einar Bershusai. So, Vada is Chal. I was like, Yish was Chal, wasn't Chal. Was Yish Chal? You know what I said? I said the Levi was Miyayish. I mean, Rova, not in the Bible. The Levi was Miyayish. It's his thing. The Yish was Chal. The finder took it. He says, then you see this, the Firashi, you won't be able to collect from the guy. Then he says, with Dover is there. You might say, not Kamina. Case one. But the real Kasha is. Oh, now we get to the real Kasha. Watch this. What's the din? If a guy is a loiv, he owes $1,000 and his land is meshubit, and tragedy strikes and he dies. What's the din? Do you say him yarsh in his land? Can I collect the land from the yishayim? Yes or no? What? What do you know? Jewish? Talk to the diasmi lemishabdi. And why is karka? I can collect because it's a shibud. The yishayim don't owe me money. Slowly. Yishayim don't owe me money? No. So you all know. All through Shas, he's traveled 1,000 times. And collect kaka from Yisem. Why would I collect kaka from Yisem? They don't owe me money. There it's the Yashin land with a what? With a shibut. Now watch. Flick the whole belt. Tzok g'day little more. I understand. Nishlam, if you tell me that the reason why shibut works is because land, which I have a shibut and I can collect. So it traveled to the Lekeach with a shibut. It traveled to the Yisemim with a shibut. And that kind of Yisem, though, they say, hello, Rebbe, we don't owe you money yet, but you have a land. It's a shibut. You got to be a father. Oi, fuck the Velt, fuck the Shimon, fuck the Nisivis, fuck everybody. But if the reason why I collect from the Lekeach is not because I have a Shiva, because the sale didn't go through. And why did the sale go through? Hali Rava holds that who owns the land to live it. But it's Ein Rishusay, and the sale can't go through. Now basically, a guy who dies and something's not in his Rishus, the kid's Yarshin or not. In Yerusha, there's a din of Ein Rishusay. The guy dies. Yeah, I'll give you a classic case of Ein Rishusay. Somebody stole my bike. It's not in my Rishusay. The guy dies. My kid's Yarshin the bike or not? Of course. The din that you can't sell something is when you want to make a chalais, you can't make a sale on something which is Ein Rishusay. Yerusha is not subject to those rules. So if a guy has land which has a shibud, he can't sell it. His kids don't yarshin it. I want to know. Yerusha goes through now. His kids yarshin his land. I have a question. Every time a guy has land that has a shibud and he dies, his kids yarshin the land or not? They do. You tell me it's Ein Rishusay. Ein Rishusay is making a chalais. I can't go sell something that's Ein Rishusay. But I'm in Mela, the Kedin, that the kids Yarshin, of course the kids Yarshin, it was mine, now it's theirs. So how can I go knock on the door afterwards? It's theirs. The only reason why Rashi said that I'm able to go and collect from a Lekuchos who doesn't owe me money is because the sale wasn't the sale. And the reason why the sale wasn't the sale, Le Rava, it's not a sale, because it's the Malvus. But Le Rava, why is the sale not a sale? Because Ein Rishusay. Ein Rishusay doesn't apply to Yerusha. So if a guy has land as Meshubin and he dies, of course his kids Yarshin it. You know, the shas is full of it. So how can I go knock on the door of the Yerushim afterwards? How can I go knock on the door of Yerushim? I understand, it's theirs. You tell me, what do you mean by Rashi? Rashi taught us that you can't collect because of a Shiva. That's what Rashi taught us. You can't collect because of a Shiva. You can only collect because the sale wasn't the sale. It's by a sale. What about by Yerushim? What do you do with all the shas? So how can I, via this Rashi, how can I go knock on the guy's door? Oh, it's a heartache. That's the first kasha. I'm not saying anything new. I'm sure you all had this kasha this morning. How does Yerusha work according to Rashi? This Rashi dropped a bomb and said a new reason why you collect from the kuklus. How does that apply to Yerushim? A dover pella otzum v'noyren set off a whole chain reaction of kashas and terutzim, which we'll see b'shal tevul and mutzlachas tomorrow. Tonight in Mitzvah Hashem, I will try to work out the night seder chavuzes. I didn't have clear exactly who needs it, doesn't he? So please, at the beginning of night seder, right after Maariv, everyone should come over and please tell me if you need a night seder chavuzes, and then over the next night or two, we will work it out. B'shal tevul and mutzlachas. We'll see you at the Shemayim.